the archer shoots for nothing, he has all his skill. When he shoots for a brass buckle, he is already nervous. When he shoots for a prize of gold, he goes blind. He's out of his mind. He sees two targets. His skill has not changed, but the prize divides him. He cares. He thinks more of winning than of shooting. And the need to win drains him of power. Isn't that sublime? The need to win drains him of power. One joins in the human enterprise of human dreams and visions and goals so marvelously and so creatively as the person who's unattached.
Get me a toilet paper roll, a corkscrew, and some tinfoil.
We don't have a corkscrew.
All right, then get me an avocado, an ice pick, and my snorkel. Trust me, bro, I've made bombs with less. Hurry up!
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
You mean we're smoking dog shit, man?
Oh, such a shit!
I don't do that. Just weed.
So go ahead. Go back to your fancy cars and your big bank accounts and your celebrity friends and your beautiful women. And Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year. Fuck!
Thank you.
We'll be right back. compared to the filth that we have in our minds. Shit compared to what we know to be the filthiest life.
You worked all week, and baby, give it up. Take that ass right now.
Prove to her that she is shit compared to us. Shit compared to the filth that we have in our minds. Shit compared to what we know to be the filthiest life.
Conformity means to adhere closely to a group of norms in our society, perhaps yielding to a perceived group pressure. We may conform without our knowledge, but why? People in our society are taught to do right from wrong, but who is to say what is right? We have our law system, but with this, obedience is underpinning our society. Milgram did a series of experiments on obedience to authority in 61 to 62. He found surprisingly that 65% of his subjects, ordinary residents of New Haven, were willing to give apparent harmful electric shocks up to 450 volts to a pitifully protesting victim, simply because a scientific authority commanded them to, in spite of the fact that victim did do nothing to deserve it. Pete criticized the ethics of Milgram's experiment because the laboratory conditions lacked the ethological validity, and the stress levels of some of the subjects were far too high. I'm thinking pretty much they shouted at the fuckers. In the Milgram experiment, they found that dehumanization of the learner meant people's conformity levels rose, or in the case of World War II and the Nazi propaganda of the Jews, pictorial references of the Jews were seen as monsters or vile animals, and as you know, people conformed. If you take away the right to be human, all their rights as humans are disregarded. Humans have the desire to be right in novel situations. They look at others for information on how to behave. A guy called Solomon said it's difficult to maintain that you see something when no one else does. One of his experiments took 10 people, of whom 9 were first told to say the wrong answer in a simple two-line comparison test, where they have no doubt what the right answer is. Then asked. One third of all research subjects conformed to the wrong answer. Subjects felt that their perceptions were incorrect. Some knew the answer was wrong, but did nothing because they didn't want to be different from the group. Solomon's results supported his original hypothesis. This research, however, was done in 1950, which is very different. Primarily, we conform as a desire to be liked, and the need to be accepted by others and gain social approval. Smoking is a good example of this. It's generally bred into us from a young age.
Oh, there we go! So everyone here likes house music, yeah? This is a big house music club I've come to. Well, anyway, you fuckers can just cop this and cop it sweet. The fucking Lambada. I bet you do, Lewis. Where the fuck are you?
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Thank you. sebo beba to benoni benge nimbeletum endongombana munde manginya basumbe tumbosa nimbeletum Wondi wana te wonya mise muna pan Nyolango nyente longo mama timba wune Tonu mama bongo Tatu bende nika
Malingana tena pedi Toma bati mulema
Dibu la unetena e yandondo Sele lo konyolo indo dute Neni oma bole yando Muna mulema isele nge ya pobe na mapan
Endale wende kumpa sanji ubende na bato
Selassie the first the conquering lion of Judah. Haile Selassie the first is earth rightful ruler. I am the ambivalent one.
Ah, 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 ah. And if I you name Commando, and if I you name what I'm doing.